This is Pendulette on the Free FM CBS Radio, sitting across the lovely and talented Michael Goudeau. Is there a finality to my snap?
Is there a finality to snap?
Yes, there is.
Hitting the man 2-4 nice and hard. This is the final show of the Pendulette Show. To tell you right away, right up top, it is the end show. This is it for CBS.
We're retiring. We've made so much money, we're just retiring.
Woohoo! That's right.
We'll be in the Bahamas if you need us.
If you need us, we're buying islands. We're just buying islands like crazy. I've got a raspberry-filled glazed Krispy Kreme donut.
It's party day.
Which I believe we paid for. So
so you can say that.
Any sort of payola doesn't mean anything. We paid for the donuts. This is the last show because I'm going to choke to death. Let me just have some tea.
Have a little tea, too.
Now, we could do a whole speech of thanking everybody because, you know, there's a time-honored tradition. What's in the news, Robin? Of when you're leaving a show to complain about everybody you worked with, every single person you worked with. And I think in following that tradition, I want to talk a little bit about the folks at CBS. Now, the people at CBS, okay? They're corporate guys. They're behind-the-scene guys.
Right.
They do not like their names to be mentioned on the air, and that should be respected. I know some DJs don't, but I'm going to respect it. But I think you know who you are, CBS. CBS has been one of the finest groups of people I've ever worked with. End of story.
That's your complaint?
Yeah.
How dare they be pleasant?
And I also want to tell you before, because I know the loyalty, you know, I'm a tremendously loyal guy. And if I hear something's going off the air or something, I get this massive hate on, and I want to just really direct it towards somebody. I want to tell you, if you're listening to this show and you like the Pendulette Show here, no hostility toward CBS. They have made everything beautiful, and the reason, I guess you need that. When you're doing the final show, you should tell the reason. The reason we're ending is just because I can't do more than an hour. In the morning, it's killing me. I get up, and I know, okay, there are people out there listening that
have jobs. They dig. There are people
they actually
dig.
Have jobs. They actually work for a living. Now, you have to understand that I am a showbiz wimp, so I don't even know what hard work is. I've seen hard work. I was a dishwasher at a hospital, and I saw people work in the emergency room, and I saw people pulling, 36-hour shifts with no breaks and then stitching up kids at the end of it, and I saw the kind of heartbreak and stuff. And I've seen people work physical labor really hard. I've read about coal miners. I've read in detail about coal, in excruciating detail about coal miners. People do work. In the United States of America, especially, people work really, really hard. So for anyone who's in show business, when Springsteen, they talk about how hard he works, he does a 3-hour show. If he has a little bit of a cold, they bring him towels while he's working. There are receptionists at places that, and there's that expression, the show must go on, which I've talked about before. Stupidest expression ever it had. If there's one thing that doesn't need to go on, it's a show. If our show doesn't go on at the Rio, the Penn and Teller show, you know what happens? People go out to eat with the people they love, and that's it. That's the horrible heartbreak of the show. The truth should be plumbers should work. The plumbing must go on should be the expression.
Doctors must go on.
Yeah, they've got to go on, But show business people don't. But it has been hard because I do a show at night at the Rio, then I do this show in the morning, and I don't feel like I'm having enough time to see my kids and live my life and stuff like wimp, cry.
It's very respectable. You should say that you're going to spend time with the kids. We'll all buy that story.
You buy that one?
I buy that one.
And also, an hour-long show is not right for radio anymore. If this, an hour-long show, if we were doing the radio in 1948, that was the right length to do a show. But you want to have a longer show for programming and so on. And CBS did a great job. They flew me down to the Bash in Florida, got a chance to talk to all the bigwigs and do stuff there. And they've been just delightful. And I could do a whole list, but the Academy Awards were just on. And although I didn't watch them, I read people talking about people thanking people. And there's nothing less interesting than someone doing a whole list of thank yous. Boy, this is good tea. Thank you, Jeff.
Yeah, that's the one thing I'm going to miss the most.
Jeff made the tea today. Jeff makes us tea most mornings. the wonderful Jeff, and he made his wonderful
and Ron Gomes picks the tea for
Ron
us.
Ron Gomes picks the tea. Actually buys the tea. Ron Gomes
purchases
buys
the tea.
And I want to say that working with Jack, I mean, I think all of you that listen to the show and go back to the podcast have heard the change. When Jack came in working with us, it just got to be a much better show. Jack is a real pro. And no wonder he's a real pro. He works with Steve Dahl, who I think, what's in the news, Robin, is one of the best people on radio. Steve Dahl out of Chicago. Chicago's been great, man. I want to tell you guys in Chicago, you really look like you're from Chicago. When a guy comes up after the show, I got to tell you this, they all look exactly like Steve Dahl. Every single guy after the show and goes, listen to you in Chicago, listen to you in Chicago, they all look the same. They all look like kind of a cross between Tony Fitzpatrick and Steve Dahl is what everybody in Chicago looks like. And the Chicago people have been great. But, you know, they've shifted our times around other places, so we're getting fewer calls from New York City. Well, no calls from New York City because they're on at a different time. But 866-570-PEN, 7366 is, this is your last chance to talk to the show. You can talk about Monkey Tuesday. You can talk about Pull of the Weasel. As a matter of fact, Mike Jones is in the other room. He's listening to the show. The man who wrote those themes. Or you could just talk about how terrific the bass playing is on the Pendulette theme. Wait till I slide down. Keep it going till I slide down. That's so nice. Is this the one where I slide down? Is it Jones? No, it's not.
Yeah.
No, that's just where it goes into the... That's fine. And I think actually Lon Bronson, maybe in the other room, was playing trumpet on that. So there's a lot of people to thank. Happy Jack, I can't say enough good about. Patrick, I can't say enough good about. If ever I say anything funny on the microphone, it means that either Patrick or Jack have said it before me in my headphones, and I'm repeating it like a parrot. That's essentially the job here, is being a parrot. And so please, let it be very clear to thank everybody at CBS. I'm right up to the top, and I don't want to say the top's name because Master doesn't like that. I don't want to say the top's name because... he really doesn't like to be mentioned on the radio, even though he has been a lot by other jocks in bad context. But I want to respect those wishes and just say that he's just been terrific. And mostly just, you know, they stay out of the way. They let you do stuff. And Rob Barnett, who was terrific, who was the one who brought us in here,
yeah,
who is no longer working at CBS, has moved on to other stuff. And I just want to thank everybody involved. Patrick, terrific here. Am I forgetting anybody in general?
Nope.
Crasher and Spicoli, of course, and Glenn and all the guys on...
And the Natashas.
the Natashas. We got a package from Natasha today, which includes, what did it include? Bacon strip Band-Aids and all sorts of...
The $20 I won in the bet.
Yeah, $20 you won in the bet. Folded in an origami...
Part of a woman's anatomy.
It's folded as part of the woman's anatomy.
Not sure if that means she's mad or happy.
I think it means she's very, very happy. And you're losing your voice.
And
right?
I'm losing my voice, literally and figuratively, today. It's the last day on the radio, and I can't speak.
Yeah. Is this something that's catching? Am I going to not have...
Probably, yes.
I'm going to have my voice gone for
I
identity.
I hope not.
Because I leave Saturday night after the show to do 10 days of Identity. We're taping the whole
Holy
new season.
Moly.
And
that's
people coming
be unpleasant.
So I'll have a lot of strangers and a lot of things going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I also want to say, we got tons of calls now. I guess I should take some of these. But I want to say before that, 866-570-PEN, 7366, penradio@gmail.com, penradio.com. You know, even for a little jive show like this, there's an awful lot of legal stuff that happens. And I want to stay within everybody's rights and everybody's what everybody deserves and so on. But we are trying to make sure that all the shows we've done are available in podcast. I would like them to be available in podcast for a good long time. Of course, they don't belong to me. They belong to CBS. So I'm hoping that'll work out. But CBS seems to, in principle, want that to happen. So I think it will. And there's also been how many shows, Patrick? Three or four that we haven't aired? Two shows. Like I said, three or four, two.
and one that we lost.
Yeah. We got two shows that we recorded, great interviews. One with Todd Robbins, right? One with Jamie.
I think Jamie just ran.
Oh, Hitchinson. We have a great interview with Christopher Hitchens and a great interview with Todd Robbins.
Yeah.
That we would like to have available. They'll probably air in Chicago, right? You want to show them in Chicago? Yeah, about 12 years is the lost tape.
We'll be selling them.
Surprisingly, Jackie Gleason is on two of them. But we're going to try to put those up. Maybe they'll play in Chicago.
Yeah, we've also had a jump.
I'm having another bite of donut.
All right.
Are you going to say something for a little while now?
I'll talk for a second. Okay, yeah, sure. We've also had a big jump on a lot of news stories that I think should be mentioned. We've been well ahead of the curve.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, Monkey Troop C has turned out to be a reality.
Yeah, Monkey Troop C is a reality. On one of the days we had, we're talking about Bush's State of the Union. We talked about how there was a whole monkey troop someone called in. Well, there is. In Mesa, Arizona, they have a capuchin monkey dressed in a bulletproof jacket equipped with a two-way radio and video camera, and he is going in for reconnaissance. He has dexterous human-like hands, could unlock doors, search buildings. So there is actually top monkeys. Ghost Chip, M.D. We also found out, by the way, for those of you who follow this show carefully, I hear people say after the show, after our show at the Rio, Ben and Teller, people come and say, I listen to your radio show religiously. And I just go, man, you don't understand the show at all, do you? But there are hardcore people that listen. If you have listened a lot, I want to tell you that the picture of me on the Viagra bottle was done by Drew Friedman, that fabulous cartoonist, which I recognize his work right away. He sent me the original of it. He did not do it for the Viagra bottle. He did it for a piece that was done in Men's Health magazine. And in Men's Health magazine, they asked me what the most important thing I learned about sex was. And I said it was taught to me by Lydia Lunch, who was lead singer for Teenage Jesus and the Jerks.
Mm-hmm.
And she was also a performance artist. Lydia Lunch is rather well-known, very, very sexy. And Lydia Lunch gave me the best piece of advice I've ever had. She said, don't ever say to a woman during sex, am I hurting you? The men who say that are men who couldn't possibly. And on top of that, what you're saying to a woman when you say, am I hurting you, is you are saying, bitch, I think you're too stupid to say ouch. And I thought that was a fabulous piece of advice.
Succinct.
How sometimes respect is the opposite of what you think it might be. I had to get a drink of tea because, you know, I haven't been eating Krispy Kreme donuts a lot lately. Man, these damn things will kill you.
You've been eating a lot this morning.
They'll kill you, man.
How many is that?
This is my third Krispy Kreme donut. And it does something to the saliva glands. And so my whole mouth is kind of like going. And what are you doing? Oh, true. He wants me to take a phone call. Yeah, I remember how to take a phone call. Let's talk to Patrick. Hey, Patrick.
Yes, sir. All right. Now, I'm sure thousands and thousands of people all think the same thing that I do. Mm-hmm. Michael Godot is Lance Burton, correct? Or no?
No.
Are you serious?
I'm serious, man. For all this time,
I've always thought that that was Lance, but you were doing some, like, Penn and Teller kind of thing with, like, a different name.
Well, thank you.
You can actually see. So you thought that every place.
I'm sure lots of people thought that.
But are you saying that every place that Michael Godot appeared, he was actually Lance Burton, like his producer of
no,
the
no,
Bulls?
No, no, no. Just Kitchum. On this show.
Just on the show.
This show.
And what would the real Michael Godot think of that, you think?
I have no idea.
Well, actually, I'll tell you, and of course, my word means nothing. That I swear, I won't swear to God because that means I'm lying automatically.
Swear to Batman.
Swear to Batman. I give you my word that the man sitting across from me is, to the best of my knowledge, Michael Godot. As a matter of fact, you know, I wrote a note to Lance, speaking of Lance,
right,
asking him to be on Identity.
Really?
He wants to stand there. And you'll notice that if you are like a real clever guy, Patrick, and really know this kind of stuff, I think you'll notice that Godot's accent is just a slight bit of Louisiana. And if you talk to Lance, his accent is a way bit of Kentucky.
Next time I talk to Lance, I will.
Well, you know, if you see his show or something. But that's we've answered that, Patrick. He said a lot of people believe that, he thought.
Yeah. Well, this is way too early for Lance to be up. That's your evidence right there.
But his voice would sound like, are you flattered or insulted?
Neither. <It's fine. laughs> I'm sure Lance is happy about that.
Yeah, well, didn't Lance listen to the show a few times?
Yeah, he used to.
He listens.
I think he still does.
He got sick of it. But I did.
It's too early. I
wrote an email to him to ask if he wanted to be on Identity. Think he'd want to do that?
I would think so.
Yeah. As a Vegas magician will be his identity. But you have to remember, there is possibility of embarrassment. You can be embarrassed because Bruce Jenner was not recognized.
Well, that's bad, yeah.
I just got a very funny email that came in. That's very important. I get an email from the love of my life, Spicoli, who wrote an email that said very succinctly, "My name is Peter Golden. My name is Peter Golden." No, the important part is that this whole CBS radio show, if you've liked anything we've done, the original deal with CBS was done by Peter Adam Golden. He's the one that's gone through all the ups and downs. He's dealt with them. He's the one that CBS knows. They call him up. They call him Pete, or they call him Golden. And then I go on the air and thank Spicoli. It confuses everybody. Peter Golden. And his phone number is 866-570-PEN. Peter Golden is his name. He's one of the greatest showbiz guys I ever met. And he's called Spicoli because he claims to be a surfer. If we're going to question and think that maybe you might be Lance Burton, then maybe Spicoli might not be a surfer. But Peter Adam Golden went to, I hope it, his middle name is Adam, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, good. Peter Golden went to, he's from Southern California. He's like dyed in the wool Southern California. And he went to school with Sean Penn. And he claims, or other people claim too, that part of the character of Spicoli in Fast Times at Ridgemont High was based on Peter Golden. So when I found that out, because Peter Golden was a big part of The Aristocrats, we would not have had the movie The Aristocrats if not for Peter Golden. We'd also not have Identity if not for Peter Golden, and we would not have Bulls Hit if not for Peter Golden. All that comes down, he's the first line of offense and defense, along with Crasher. That's the team, Crasher. And Crasher's birth name, I'm not going to give you because he's known as Crasher to everybody that matters. But Crasher and Peter Golden, but Peter Golden's the point man. And when he was first working on The Aristocrats, I was out with Provenza, and Provenza was telling me about this guy behind his back, what he liked about him, And the thing is that Peter Golden he wears his heart on his sleeve more than anyone I know, more than you, Goodell. Really? More than you.
He cries more than me.
Probably, yeah. He cries more than you. Hardly. And he also, bro, I love you, man. And he always means it. He does all this cliche showbiz stuff, and he's genuine about it. I love you, bro. I love you, bro. And he means it. And at first, you have all your Hollywood defenses up. Right. You've been around him.
Sure.
And he's really true. And he would talk about, Provenz would talk about him going surfing. He works incredibly long days. Not like me. Not like a wimp. He works incredibly hard days.
He's not backing out of an hour a day.
No, he's not backing out. And he gets up at like 5 in the morning to go surfing. I went to
that's why we can't prove it.
I went to the I did the Today Show to announce I was pimping some Identity thing. The fact we were doing another season, and we were all up at 5 in the morning, and Andrew Golder, not Golden, but Golder, who is the executive producer of Identity, he and I were just, our eyes were scabbed shut. It was so early in the morning. It was like 4 a.m., and we had, there were actually like, it looked like a little piece of pizza over our eyes. It was so, so early and so disgusting. We're trying to jack up, and Peter Golden is there, and he's saying, okay, well, the show's finished. I'm going to go surfing. Well, amazing. I wanted to go to hell. I wanted to just be over. I wanted to die. Speaking of dying, 866-570-PEN 7366. We're going to try to get everybody on the air. This is the last show of Penn Jillette and Michael Goudeau on CBS Radio, Free FM. Will there be another show that'll pop up somewhere?
The Lance Burton and Teller show.
The Lance Burton and Teller show. I'm also, just so you know, I'm not going to be pimping any other radio shows we're doing. What's in the news, Robin? I'm not going to be doing any of that kind of stuff. So if you're listening to dirt, if you're listening for dirt, just tune up right now, because I'm just going to be saying nice stuff the whole show. 866-570-PEN. That's 7366 if you don't have letters on your phone. PennRadio@gmail.com. PennRadio.com. Michael Goudeau sitting across from me, or maybe Lance Burton. My name is Penn Jillette. We'll be back on Free FM CBS Radio. Yeah, this is Penn Jillette on the Free FM CBS Radio, the final show, the last show, the goodbye show. Sitting across from me is Michael Goudeau, who's lost his voice, literally and figuratively.
That's right. It's the last day. Took 14 months, but now I've turned into Teller.
I also want to tell you people so you can get excited about what could have been the alternate universe. Glenn Ally, who runs the Penn & Teller PR group and is also booked most of the guests on this show. Glenn Ally, who's, I don't know if it's Ally or Ally. I think it's Ally.
Glenn.
I always say Ally.
Glenn.
Glenn's been with us like, 10 years. And I should learn his last name. But Glenn just informed me that he booked Eric Idle to do a full hour with us next week. Eric's coming in because Spamalot. Spamalot is opening here in Vegas, and Eric's coming in. And I got an email from him that said, I just got booked a new show that's canceled.
can we just have lunch with him?
Well, you know, Eric's great. Have you ever hung out with Eric?
I have not.
He's just like a great guy.
I'm so in.
And he has stories.
I'll buy. Let me buy.
He has stories that you're all going to miss. You're all going to miss. Let's take this line right here. This is the hotline. So whoever's calling this line is someone very, very important. Someone that's working at CBS and probably very, very high up. Hello, this is Penn.
This is the artist formerly known as the CBS guy, Rob Barnett.
Hello, Rob. And let me get this straight. They fired your ass, is that right? But you still remember the hotline number?
I got through secret channels on a strange mission to California, but there's absolutely no way that I could stop from calling in to thank you for the greatest radio show that I've heard in the last however long it's been. the smartest, most freedom flag flying ride that I've heard, and I'm incredibly sad about not hearing it after today's show, but I just want to thank you. And is it Mr. Golden?
Mr. Peter Adam Golden.
Mr. Godot, thank you. And Mr. Crasher and Mrs. Superman Gillette for my favorite radio show.
Well, thank you so much, Rob. And Rob is the one that actually booked us on this show and set the whole thing up. He's the reason the show was on the air at all. So thanks a lot, Rob.
You're the man.
Thanks so much, man. When he says you're the man, I'm supposed to say, no, you're the man?
I don't know.
I don't know exactly how that, I don't even know
exactly
how that works.
Hold on.
But you'll look it up. And I also, I wouldn't be doing the right thing at all if I didn't say, whenever you're talking about Peter Adam Golden, you're also talking about Farley Ziegler. The important women in my life seem to have Z's to begin their last name. Of course, now my wife, her last name it begins with a J, but her middle name is our son's name, Zoltan. So, I'm not going to go on thanking my wife and my kids, because as far as I can tell, Moxie and Z did really jack to help this radio show. They did very little. They weren't part of any of the negotiations.
They come in here every morning and smile at you.
They do. They do come in here, and that's very, very important. But I want to, the day Zoltan was born, we did part of that show.
Oh, the good old days.
Oh, the good old days, driving to the hospital there. And I want to thank Farley Ziegler, who I think may be one of the only people who's listened to every single radio show we've done. And of course, her and Renee French. But Farley was part of the deal. She was in the fray. And let's talk to, I recognize this name, so I want to just say hi. How you doing, Frankie?
I'm doing well. I was doing really good this morning, and one of my best friends just had a kid this morning.
Woohoo!
And Maximilian Rice came into the world today.
Well, congratulations.
So, and then I come to hear that my favorite radio show, my anchor to sanity and reality here in Oregon, is going away.
Well, we might very well be popping up again somewhere. So keep your eyes open.
I imagine you're the world's coolest bad pennies. You'll be popping up somewhere.
How much you weighing now, Frankie?
I don't know. I'm not weighing myself until April 1st.
Okay.
All right.
That's
what I've ever gotten to listen to.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Frankie.
All right. Have a good one, man.
Thanks, man. I wonder how. Oh, that brings up another person. Yeah, that's Rudy. That's Rudy. Rudy is always our main. I've been in New York a few times. Oh, that's right. That's right. I think we're on a delay.
No, because of
our dear friend Frankie. Rudy, you got it?
Yeah. No, I'm here.
Did you catch that one in the air? Did you get
that
the...
That was okay, because if it's context.
Okay, okay, whatever. It's okay because of its context. Okay, yes. Rudy gave an okay call on that. But Rudy's been our dear friend, our love in New York, our connection to New York City, and I want to thank Rudy. Have I missed anybody else?
You know what the problem
else?
Is? The problem is that we had Provenza on the show.
Yes,
we,
exactly.
We'll still be going.
We had Provenza on.
Was
it just about
like
we had Provenza
times,
on?
Yeah.
No, the last time we had Provenza on, wasn't that just about the time we were winding down?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think the death of the show, you have to thank Provenza for that. Is there any other general category? I mean, I guess I can thank Nate and Zeke and all the people at the Penn & Teller office. But I also, Audrey, of course. We want to thank Audrey, who runs the all the Penn & Teller fan stuff. All the Penn & Teller fan stuff that's real, the stuff that really is from Penn & Teller, is all done by Audrey, who's also called Mofo Babe. And those of you who go to the Penn & Teller website, in the chat rooms and all that stuff, all know Audrey very well. I want to thank Audrey very much, our favorite teacher, Audrey. And speaking of which, I don't know what's going to happen with PennRadio.com. I don't know what's going to happen with PennRadio@gmail.com. We're going to try to make that all rather user-friendly and make it all kind of work. But in the meantime, if you want to know anything that's really going on, certainly if we do anything else on the radio, what's in the news, Robin? We might it'll certainly be up on PennAndTeller.com. 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 Go there for all your Penn and Teller information. And I want you to, what was I saying about that? The PennAndTeller.com will tell you just about everything. There'll also be stuff about Goudeau. And don't forget, the next season of Bulls Hit starts up in a few weeks. We just finished that up. I just finished the final VOs on that yesterday. Let's take another couple calls, okay? Let's talk to Steve. How you doing, Steve?
I'm good. I'm just calling to let you know there's going to be people on this side of the Atlantic in England who are going to be missing you as well. I'm listening to you over the wonders of the interweb as we speak.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Steve. Yeah, we have a few people in England.
Carl.
Carl. We're going to miss Carl.
Bernice.
Bernice?
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of people over there that have listened in. So thank you so much, Steve. Thanks a lot. We'll miss you, man.
Okay. Yeah, we're up in arms about you canceling on our national hero, Eric Idle.
I know. Isn't that horrible? Eric Idle. I mean, getting Eric Idle to do an hour on your show is this amazing coup. And being able to do it when you don't have a show is even more amazing. That's the wonder of Glenn. Well, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Steve. I also want to thank all the people that were guests on the show, you know, like Matt and Trey. But I'm just going to go down the list here. All the aristocrats were on the show. Judy Gold, Jackie Martling, Kevin Pollack, Louis Black, Lisa Lampanelli several times, Howie Mandel, Meryl Marco, David Brenner, Wendy Liebman, Gilbert Gottfried, Paul Provenza, Bobby Slayton, Carrot Top, Trey Parker, Matt Stone, Drew Carey, Bob Saget, Phyllis Diller, The Passing Zone, Doug Stanhope, and Fred Willard were all on the show. Of course, Lawrence O'Donnell, Mac King, and the Passing Zone, who filled in for you when you were sick different days. And also, I want to say, when you're telling people about the show, those of you who like the show that want to tell people that it was cool and they should listen on the podcast or how much you enjoyed it, please don't ever forget we were the only comedy show in history to have Norman Borlaug on the show. You can joke about other people being your heroes. You can joke about people in the arts being your heroes. But if you want one serious hero, Norman Borlaug. If you don't know who Norman Borlaug is, look him up right now. Borlaug, B-O-R-L-A-U-G.
Got it.
Borlaug. He's the man who fed 1 billion people by just giving food to the hungry with putting together hybrids and inventing the kind of rice and the kind of wheat that's eaten all over the world. And I'm going to tell you this. Norman is 92 years old, and Norman has had some health problems lately. But Norman, and I can't believe I'm saying this, Norman is trying to get a note from his doctor so he can fly to L.A. so he can be on Identity. So I'll do the show on Identity NBC. There'll be a wonderful gentleman probably sitting up there, and the board will open, and I'm trying to get it to say saved 1 billion people, but NBC thinks, for inexplicable reasons, that Nobel Prize winner is a better award, is a better
wheat
identity.
Farmer. Wheat farmer.
Wheat farmer.
And that's what he is, man.
Yeah, that's what he is. But we had Norman Borlaug on the show. God damn it. So, I mean, as great as Eric Idle is, you got to hear the Norman Borlaug show. And if you didn't, check it out, because he really is. You joke about other people being your heroes. You joke about people in showbiz being your heroes. But Norman Borlaug's the real deal. This is Penn Jillette's last show on CBS Radio, Free FM, 866-570-PEN, 7366, PennRadio@gmail.com, PennRadio.com. Lovely and talented Michael Gaudeau sitting across from me. And this is Penn Jillette, CBS Free FM. Yeah, this is Penn Jillette on the Free FM, CBS Radio. The last segment of the last show we'll be doing in this this hunk for CBS Free FM. And smells like Neil Gaiman in here, doesn't it?
It does.
Neil got his wish. If you type in Penn Jillette on Google, the seventh hit you get, the seventh hit is Neil Gaiman, of course. And what's the company's name? Should we plug them or don't even bother?
Sure.
Don't even bother giving the name. I don't know. Whatever it is. Anyway, the company that does the Neil Gaiman scent, that is the scent for Neil Gaiman, has sent us a ton of perfume.
Yeah, Black Phoenix Alchemy Lab.
Black Phoenix Alchemy. I don't know why are we plugging. We're not
why,
using
why
the
Why are you
scent.
Plugging it?
No, there's no reason. Oh, we're bringing in Marty here, all the guys the people from the local Vegas contingent, because we're not only going off the air in New York and Chicago and D.C., et cetera.
Well, also busy,
we're also going off the air in Vegas.
Yeah, we have the thing, too. But, yeah, you know.
Going off
the air.
We
bring, you know,
that's what Happy Jack sounds like. They're all lined up at a microphone.
You know what I sound like because I you know, was the one that screwed up the password.
And, and Patrick had a great joke. He said that that Happy Jack was very much enjoying this last show because at least I was staying on one topic. And for those people who are writing in, yes, I want to thank Phil Plate and Joe Rogan. I'm sure their bitch slap contest will continue. I'm sure they will keep fighting whether they land on the moon or not.
I just want to apologize to Joe Rogan because he keeps emailing me saying, when are we doing part three? And I've blown him off. I knew what was happening and just didn't want to...
And don't forget, you know, Eric Idle really doesn't do many radio interviews.
Yeah,
he
sure.
certainly doesn't sit down for an hour with anybody. That was going to be the greatest TV radio show ever. So,
Well, we wanted to... we're just popping in here because we wanted to give you something real
what
quick.
What do you got?
It's, you know, it's something that we do. You know, Patrick, since Patrick never talks...
Okay.
He's kind of like the teller.
No,
like
naked
the
pictures of us, Pat.
Is it naked pictures?
Why don't you... we can give that to you.
Oh, my goodness. Look at this.
A plaque.
Look at this. Look at this.
A plaque.
It's a plaque. It's a plaque. It's a big plaque.
And your name is spelled right.
Very big.
And Marty spent a lot of money.
And spelled right.
$118.62.
Wow. Really? It says, to Penn Jillette, a class act on and off the stage, screen, TV, and now radio. I guess thank you for an incredible show from Happy Jack Landriff, Patrick DeFazio. For those of you who don't know, it's Patrick DeFazio. I never knew your last name, Marty.
Bash.
Well, yeah, that's a good name for a radio guy, isn't it?
Yeah, you know.
CBS Radio, March 2nd, 2007. This will go up right here in Vintage Nude Studio.
You don't want to put it in your house up next to all the paintings that are worth a lot of money?
I think it'll go right here in the studio, Patrick. That seems where it's
Patrick,
appropriate.
Patrick, your last job, Patrick, will be to put that up on the wall. So
It'll go somewhere here very, very, very nicely. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you so much.
Truly. Thank you so much. Thanks. And I also want to say, because true to form, exactly the way it should be. Natasha wrote in and said, please send my naked pictures to Norman Borlaug.
And contact info.
And contact info to Norman Borlaug. That's very nice, gentlemen. Thank you so much. Now, I guess we should address this, Gaudeau. It's been said very clearly that I cry at the end of Bruce Willis movies.
Yeah.
You know, I will cry at anything. I'll cry at the drop of a hat. You're also a very sensitive guy. You feel tears welling up?
No, I'm doing okay so far.
That's strictly medical, the voice thing happening.
Yes, I'm not choked up at all.
You're doing fine. 866-570-PEN 7366. Let's say goodbye to some of yous. Hey, Steve, what's up, man?
Hey, Penn. Excuse me. Well, I'm a little choked up here. you might not be the only person losing your job today. I'm a school teacher. I just kicked out all my students so I can call you up. I kicked them out about half an hour early so I can call the show half an hour early. And I called up, and I think, I was probably speaking to Jack, he said, "You called too early, man. Call back in 10 minutes." So I kicked everybody out for no reason. But I've been listening to you and Michael for the very first moment. And have you ever had that kind of unexplainable allure to something? It was just, the very first day you were on the radio, I heard the advertisement in the morning. I'm in New York, and I was never followed you around, never really researched you too much. But as soon as I heard you on the radio, I had this kind of this knowing emotion hit me that I needed to listen to it. And that day, I arranged for my lunch break to be at 2 o'clock in New York every day so I can listen to every single show. And since then, I just saw you last week, called a few times, visited you in the New York studio, and it's not going to end. I'm going to keep following you.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much. I know who he is. I know. I recognize that. Thanks a lot, Steve. Thanks a lot, man.
Thank you so much.
And we got Rick here. What's up, Rick?
Hello, this is Nick.
Hello, Nick. Oh, yeah, not Rick. I'm sorry. It's Nick. What's up?
Not much. I just wanted to say I really appreciate what you guys have done on the radio. Some of the best hours I've ever had in my life. I mean, just great, funny stuff. And we just need more people like you out there, you know, just spreading the word and just, you know, keeping it real if you catch my drift. You know, it's just really a great breath of fresh air to hear you guys. It's sad to hear you guys go.
Well, thanks so much, Nick. We'll be popping up somewhere else, but thanks a lot, man.
Yeah, so I appreciate you guys, and I'll talk to you some other time.
Okay, thanks a lot, man.
All right, bye.
You know, this is the hard part, taking the phone call. That's, you know,
fine. We started talking to those people.
I know.
They seem so sad.
We were doing great. Then they came up
with
their
buzz. We're going bike riding on Monday, man.
I know. We're going to go bike ride. No, we're not going bike riding on Monday because I'm going to be in L.A.
I'll be bike riding.
When I'm back, we'll go. We'll ride our trikes. Yeah, Rummy just called in. Donald Rumsfeld
on the hotline, yeah.
Called in and said goodbye on the hotline. Well,
we lost the cell phone signal. He was going through a tunnel.
Yeah, he was a little high. He'd been hitting that old bong there. I actually knew a drug term. I had to think really hard for it, but I was able to pull out a drug term. Let's talk to Amanda. What's up, Amanda?
Oh, Pen. How can you leave us? How can you do this to us?
Oh, I'll be back sometime.
You are the best. You are the voice of truth and intelligence on radio, and even if it was 1 hour a day, it was worth it. And I can't believe it's going to be gone. I'm sorry.
I'm just going to say thank you, so you can go ahead.
I just want to say I have been a fan of yours since the Microbe song.
Oh, my goodness.
Since you were juggling on the Common and Amherst. And I love your work. What can I say? I, of course, I'm a big fan of Bowles' hit. And I will listen to and watch for whatever else you do.
Okay.
Because you're fabulous.
Well, you know, whenever there's injustice in the world, whenever there's truth that needs to be spoken, don't look for Michael Gaudreau and Penn Jillette. Thank you so much, Amanda.
Thank you so much.
Mike Jones is still in the other room. Mike Jonesy's there.
Yeah.
For those of you who've written in and said that you know, you love the music, everything is great, and you the pull of the weasel. Jones is coming in. There's pull the weasel playing. Pull the weasel playing. Jonesy, just so you get a chance, why don't you cue it and why don't you cut it off? Just say those two words that cue one of them.
It's Monkey Tuesday. Excellent. My finest work. I think I couldn't have done better.
And?
Pull of the Weasel. Fine.
Yeah, if you want to. Thank you so much, Josie. And who played the bass on the theme there?
The finest bass player working. The richest bass player in Las Vegas. And Gillette.
And your boss.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of Mike Jones bursts going on there. I mean, let's just say, let me just tell you something. Another cool thing about CBS is in 2007, they let us use a jazz theme. They let us use a jazz theme. The
Playboy After Dark.
They just made it sound like Playboy After Dark, made it happen, did a great job. I need to take a moment to thank Michael Goudeau. Mike Goudeau, who had, how much experience did you have before you came on the radio?
Almost exactly zero. Almost exactly.
And Michael's been sitting across from me for just about every one of the shows.
Just about.
You did split for a while. He was there on the radio when I was rushing for my baby to be born. Zoltan.
Glued your thumb back together.
You
were there.
You glued my thumb back together in the surgery show. One of the things I was hoping to do this show was to finish up any of the stories that I'd started and not really finished.
Right.
You know, I never really told the kidnapping the underage girl while naked and juggling in New Jersey story. Never told that story. And I never really told enough of the night that we had a South American man nail his riv. I never told about getting busted at the riv. Never told that story about seeing Clothes of the Dead and so on. There's a lot of stories we haven't finished, so there is... Our work here is not through. You know, there is other stuff to do. Let's talk to one or two other people. One of you guys is going to be the last guy on the air here because we're coming down to the end. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, I am going to be the last guy on the air.
Maybe not. Make it quick.
I just want to say thank you guys for making me turn off the CD player, listening to the radio again. To put it as gently as I can, this day sucks.
Okay.
I haven't really won anything. I've never done anything famous, so hopefully I will be the last guy on the radio, and that'll be my big claim to fame.
I think you might very well be, Jeff. Thank you so much, man. Thank you.
It's just a very sad day. I mean, every day coming home from work, I usually listen to CDs, and I turn the radio on, and there you are. I haven't listened to a CD going home from work ever since you've been on. Now I got to dig the CDs out again.
Well, you know, you can download some of the podcasts and put those in the CDs, listen to them again. Okay, thanks a lot, Jeff. You might very well be the last guy.
I hope I am. My big claim to fame. Thanks for everything.
Hey, thanks a lot, man. Thank you. And I want to say that there's a ton of other phone calls here that I'm not going to get to. Y'all should have been the last guys on the air, and I didn't get a chance to get to you. So you were actually beyond the last guys in the air. You guys go in the Eric Idle file, of what could have been on the Penn Jillette Radio Show. And you're also getting a lot of emails, is that right?
Yeah, we're getting about 5 a second.
Well, to all those people that are writing in from there, thank you so much. I also want to say the last thank you for Teller of Penn and Teller, the silent one, the one that's called the little one but is actually taller than you. Teller, who's been very supporting in this and supportive in this and done a great job and let me have a little leeway in doing my real job at the Rio to be able to do this job every morning. He's done he's just been tremendously helpful and very, very supportive in every way. And Teller is always going to be the most important thank you. Hey, the music's coming in. That means we're very near the end of the final Penn Jillette Show. Please, if during this hour I don't really have time to thank everybody, but I'm even going to say, I promise I wouldn't say his name, but hey, thanks a lot, Joel. It was great. And goodbye, Mike Goudeau on Penn Jillette. We cry at the end of Bruce Willis movies. It frightens me, the awful truth of how sweet life can be. Time to the donut.